Powered by The Throttle. Play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 7 p.m. for cash and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Or his and hers Harley Davidson's. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s from Redding Harley Davidson. Final drawing Thursday, October 27th. Cash up for grabs, too. Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river and on a Harley Davidson.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 17th of October. Oh, my gosh.
It's Monday.
We're almost there. It's Monday, 7 minutes after the hour 7. We're here with Bad Bob.
Linda, everybody. Get the starting fluid. His carburetor's flooded.
I know. What was that?
What happened? Well, I started, and I couldn't hear anything because I had adjusted my headphones. Like Bob says, adjust your headphones. I adjusted it, obviously, in the wrong direction.
But, you know, what's really interesting is because you turn the headphones down because the volume for me changed, too. So is there a master headphone thing? I know we're getting adjusted here.
I brought up your mics a little bit.
But the headphones.
Yeah, but it started down
the
low.
Microphone is fine. I just can't hear in the headphones as well. Are there two different mixes? The headphone mix.
Those of you listening will get a quick lesson in Radio Operations 101.
Please.
Yes, there's the headphone controls over there, and then there's the mic controls over here. And, yes.
Well, I need a little more headphone, if you will, please. Thank you so much. Everybody, good morning. It's 55 degrees.
Welcome to Inside Radio.
Absolutely. You know, you start, you have to warm up.
And,
you know, this is the beautiful thing about, we're going to share, that's good. 55 degrees in the downtown studios. Our high today will be 62. It's Monday morning, everybody. It's been a fabulous weekend. Lows of 49, slight chance of showers and partly sunny on Tuesday with our high of 69. Tuesday night's lows call for 49. Wednesday's mostly sunny with a high. Now we're going to bounce back up to 77. Friday's going to be 79. So, you know, we keep going. Ugg sandals, tank top, turtleneck.
Foul weather gear.
Yeah. And Saturday calls for 78. So, gosh, that sure is a change from last weekend. But the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the morning, it is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call. 365-3793.
Good morning. And, of course, our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, this week's stand down is going to be October 20th, 21st, and 22nd. We'll be down there in a remote on the 21st. Spaghetti Feed fundraiser presented by Wings of Angels and Sons of Italy, Saturday, October the 22nd, from 4 to 7:30 p.m., live auction, 7 p.m. Gosh, raffle prizes, Mossberg MVP Predator rifle, and a 55-inch Vizio LED TV. And it's honoring 11-month-old Bowen Lockwood of Reading, who was diagnosed with leukemia in May, and Annabelle of Cottonwood, who is battling osteosarcoma. So that's going on. And then Into the Light Fall Fundraising Banquet for an evening with Cleveland kidnapping survivor Michelle Knight for One Safe Place. And you can go to that Thursday, October the 20th at Wind River Resort and Casino. For more information, call.
How was your weekend?
Well, it's just called One Safe Place. Oh, I'm sorry, 244-0118. I'll be okay.
How was your weekend, Carl?
Well, up until now, I thought it was pretty good. you know what? The weekend started Friday night. Really started Thursday with class. Great class. And, you know, CloudWise Academy and the learning how to do websites. I keep thinking, okay, I'm going to get out of there at 8 o'clock. It goes till 9. And I, but it was, we were really into something, changing things around. And, you know, I'm starting because I missed a couple weeks because of, your performance and then getting back late from a flight on Tuesday. But my partner, Chris Rubber's a great guy, and Joe McKenna's classes are super. You know, we've got different instructors there. And then Friday, of course, you were at Armando's, and Saturday you were at Armando's, and it was a huge success. And it was just a pleasure seeing you in that. I have not seen you in that form of, you know, of entertaining because it was small, intimate area. You know, he had the place stocked with people, but it was only like maybe room for like 35 people in there. Turned away people, and it was just splendid, splendid both nights.
Thank you. It was a great night, and thanks to Armando's and the people who came out. It was really nice because it is a different atmosphere than anything else.
Carolyn and Ted Ogilvie. I want to do a shout out to everybody, but Carolyn and Ted, because it was his birthday, and Carolyn brought him this. They were all decked out. You know, it's the first time I think I've seen
him in a tie.
No, I've seen him in a tie before, maybe once.
No, it was wonderful. People came out.
It was great. But happy birthday to you, buddy.
Happy birthday. But you know, Armando's is this very artistic, which is going to segue into our guest here. And it's about being in the arts. But Armando's, it's like a club that you would get out of, you know, somebody said it's Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., and Armando's has brought his own taste. It's all of his own art. It's, you know, chandeliers on the – it's over the top. It's fabulous. It's just great. And so he did the room up, and we called it Two Nights in Paris, and we had a – you know, we had two sold-out nights and sold the CDs, and it was great. So when I think about creative artists at their best, I'm very proud.
You know what? Before we get going, because we're about running out of time, why don't we do an early break, and then we can bring back our artist. How's that?
Kyle Thurman. All right, say hi, and then we're going to take a break.
Hi, everyone. I'll see you after the break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. We saw Sharon Clark. It's her birthday. Sharon's had a birthday that's lasted all month. As well it should. She deserves it. She is taking Home Helpers up to the next step. You know, and you think it's... I mean, it's great, but now she's expanding out even more. Every one of her people are handpicked. Every one of them are trained, bonded, insured, background checks. She checks with, you know, she meets with every family that she helps to make sure that she matches the right people with them. Businesswoman of the Year, Business of the Year, the Chamber of Commerce. You can't get any better than this. Whether it's short-term or long-term, you want Sharon Clark and Home Helpers there. I would have with no... not with a hesitation for her to take care of, you know, her or her people take care of my parents or your parents, you know, if something happened. I have no hesitation for that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not. Home Helpers, give them a call, 226-8350. We'll be right back with Kyle Thurman.
This is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
At the Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Monday morning here on KCNR, 1460, 716. It's currently 55 degrees, and Bob Belongi's at the helm, always with the best bump music. We're always excited about our guests here, and as we get ready for the holidays, it's really, really fun to think that, my God, here it is, October 17th. With us this morning is Kyle Thurman. He is a fantastic performer, but he's just been brought on by the Reading School District as the musical theater director for all of the Reading area.
For the Reading School District schools.
Reading School District schools. And you also started a Glee Club at Turtle Bay School. You're going to be doing a holiday production.
Correct. It's going to be a full-on holiday production with lighting, music, professional sound, costumes. So it's going to be very theatrical. It's just think of Glee. So,
think of Glee.
Yeah.
But what's even better with all of this is that you've moved back to Reading for a while, and you're bringing all this wonderful experience being born and raised here, coming back to Reading. Tell us what's going on for you.
Well, as of today, I've been back for 6 months. My main goal is to work with Kids Unlimited and gearing up for their 30th anniversary this next summer of 2017. So I'm still working actively with Don Hess, promoting and coordinating for that show. But this job just kind of fell into my lap at the end of the summer. I usually go back to Los Angeles right after Kids Unlimited's over, but the Reading School District approached me and they asked me if I'd like to be the district-wide musical theater director, and I couldn't turn it down. It would be a great way to give back to the community, like I had told you guys this summer, and I've created a spring musical review that is going to be huge. Seven different schools involved.
Oh, my goodness.
Seven different psych directors, many, many different teachers, but I'm the head of the helm, so I kind of know what Don Hess feels like now. I'm learning along the way, which is kind of the way you learn, especially in entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. So it's been really fun, and I start my big rehearsals this week, and Wednesday is the first full cast rehearsal with over 75 kids.
My goodness.
So it's a Broadway musical review, and my company's called The Broadway Experience, and we'll be doing songs from Broadway shows, Brand New Day from The Wiz, we'll be doing a Mamma Mia song, songs from Peter Pan and Oliver and Dirty Dancing, and a really cool song called Heroes. It's from a show that was on Broadway for only, I think, less than a month. My friend Danny, who I worked with at Disney, he played the White Rabbit. It's from the show Wonderland. Of course, songs from Hairspray, You Can't Stop the Beat. So it's going to be great way to give back to my community. There'll be skit segues in between, and of course a curtain call and an overture at the beginning. So I'm really excited. It's in association with Kids Unlimited and Hudson Entertainment, so they're both going to be kind of producing the show and helping with all the professional lighting. Don Hess has been really great with helping me with music and getting all of that prepared, so it's great to have my mentors involved as well. So
Right.
Well, you know, the
fantastic. I love to see your enthusiasm. And of course, we know the Thurman brothers. You're part of triplets.
Yes. I'm an identical triplet. We were born and raised here in Reading, if anyone didn't know. And we got our start with Kids Unlimited back when we were 11 years old.
One of the girls that works with us,
Molly,
went to school with you all.
Yeah, I've known Molly. Well, it was Molly Rose at the time. But I've known her since I was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
So.
Identical
grade.
Triplets. When do you hear identical triplets?
I think it's 1 in 100 million is what I've been told.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so not very many.
You are special.
Well,
okay,
thank you.
Now, some people will say, well, why do we need a musical director? Oh gosh, we don't have enough money for this, we don't have enough money for that. Yet, I think people forget that school is supposed to be an overall experience and not just, you know, and if you eliminate the arts, you eliminate the chances for a lot of people to excel.
Exactly. And a lot of schools, and I love sports too. I don't watch it, but they just focus on sports and they think that's the only thing that should be funded in the schools. And I've seen it throughout Orange County and LA and up here as well. But it's so important to have the arts because you learn self-confidence, self-esteem, teamwork, self-worth, and public speaking. That's where I've kind of learned how to public speak and to get to know people and, you know, to just come out of your shell and just be
the artistic people
you want to be.
Some people are not going to excel in sports or math. But they are truly artists, and they have this ability that would not come out. And they would be maybe somebody that ends up doing – there's nothing wrong with this, that they can have a job. They can be an accountant. But on the weekends, they work, they sing, they dance, and they do these things because it allows them when they're kids to learn this and to go on in life. Not everybody's meant to be like you that can go on and build a life of entertainment. But they still want to, and that's what they learned. And this is their way of expressing themselves, that they, you know, they're never going to catch that 100-yard pass or hit that fastball or whatever that is. But they will be able to go out and thrill people with their audience, with their entertainment skills.
Well, one thing that I remember Don Hess telling me, it's not so much about the destination, it's about the journey along the way too. So it's not just about putting on shows. It's about really teaching these kids everything that I just mentioned. And it's so important. Look at the athletes on Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
They end up being great performers. So some of these kids who might not think they are going to excel in my program will probably be some of the best performers on that stage when the night of the show opens
a whole new world.
It does, exactly. And I'm just so excited. Every day I've gone to Turtle Bay to work with the Glee Club kids, I'm like exhausted because I have to wake up at 5 a.m. I'm not a morning person, but I walk in those doors at 7 a.m. and they're all, Mr. Kyle. And these are kids that on the first day I would say, okay, I'll give them 3 days and they'll end up quitting. But they keep coming back, and you don't have to be at school at 7 a.m., but they get there an hour and a half early just to take this Glee Club and be a part of this show that I'm creating.
Cool.
So I'm really excited. Like I said, if I can't perform, this is the next best thing.
Oh boy, when
performing.
You can mentoring is it breathes a life into a performer that is You're taking all the knowledge that you have from your life and your life experiences, and you're getting to share that with a person. And when you see somebody who's hungry for it and wants to grow, there can't be a better feeling than that. It's like being a good cook or a good baker. I made that. Yep. I helped make that.
That's what I say every year I'm involved with KU. And I sometimes I blow myself away because I can't believe that I've created this, or I've helped with this, or helped with a child. And so many parents come up to me saying, Kyle, we're so grateful. So I'm grateful to them, and I'm grateful to the community, and my brothers are too. My brother Matt just moved to New York last Sunday, and will be in rehearsals for his first Broadway musical theater debut. So,
okay, I've got to ask this now. Three identical twins.
Triplets.
I mean triplets. Three identical twins. Yeah. Three sets, don't it? Triplets. Now, y'all are, and I've never seen all of you together, but I've talked to Molly, and she says that y'all are different, a little bit different sizes. But
yeah.
Was there a competitiveness, and all of you are entertainers, was there a competitiveness among you all? Okay, so he's going off to New York, and I mean, when you come home for Christmas, everybody goes, yeah, okay. So you take them to look what I've built, and another brother goes, yeah, this is what I've done, or what?
We've never been – luckily, we've never been competitive with each other. I'm so proud of my brother, and I cried all last weekend when he left.
Right.
And my brother Clayton and I will be going over to New York for a week to go see a show. And
cool.
He gets to perform on the same stage Barbra Streisand opened Funny Girl.
Wow.
And we'll get to take a backstage tour of that. And we've loved Barbra Streisand since we were like 5 years old. So just to be on that stage where she made her Broadway debut.
That's great.
It's really cool feeling. And I'm proud of him. My brother Clayton's proud of him. And we're all doing different things. We're all in different stages of our lives. So they call me and say, how's the teaching going? How's your show going? Kyle, you should do this song. You should do that song. And then I'll kind of talk to them. And they've kind of helped me create this. So, it's great.
The Broadway experience, if I can just say this and let you have the last, but when's that going to be?
That is going to be the weekend before Memorial Day. So it sounds like a long time away, but we have about roughly 25 weeks. But I don't see every school every day. So what I do is I'll see one school Monday, one school Tuesday, one school Thursday, one school Friday, and then we all get bused over to the Sequoia McLaughlin Auditorium to have a full cast rehearsal. And then I kind of set my own schedule, which is great. So if there's a school that needs more rehearsal time, I'll go to that school. So it's really great. It's the first time I've ever been able to make my own schedule and kind of have all the shots. They've given me really great budget for the show and everything I've asked for, and it's great. Hudson Entertainment, Lewis and Stephanie Hudson, will be lighting the whole show, and
fantastic.
Their friends that have worked with Merle Haggard will be doing all the sound for it, and of course Don Hess has been helping me out with all the music, and she'll be doing all the tracks for that. So.
Fantastic. Well, we're gonna break now for our next for our 7:30 guest. But Kyle Thurman, thanks so much. Now, I promise
you're
gonna call into the show and let us know again when it's gonna happen, so you keep us right on. Give us the dates and the time and the tickets again, quickly.
Yes. Stay tuned. It will be the weekend before Memorial Day, so I could come back.
And, absolutely.
We'll talk more about that.
Plenty of time to do that.
Yeah, yes. We just wanted to congratulate you on becoming the Reading School District Musical Theater Director.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here the next 9 months before I head off to my new adventures.
All right. And we have to do something where we maybe do a couple songs together someplace.
Sounds great. And congratulations on your show this past
weekend. Thank you. Thank you so much. And it's so great to have you on this morning, Kyle.
Thank you, Linda.
We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460 on this fabulous Monday morning. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back.
Don't you dare look back. Just keep on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Must be Budget Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blind, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a society where a handful of political leaders whose minds have been corrupted and depraved are making laws and life-altering decisions that affect all of us, especially our children. These insane, foolish laws are being forced on us regardless of our beliefs. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's Word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect those you love from this insanity? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Butt. Good morning. It's Monday, October the 17th. It's 28 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 55 degrees, going up to 62 today. Possibility of some rain. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's starting to get cooler. Hey, the Wellgate Sports Club brings us this segment. They're located on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Indoor swimming pool, Bohem Spa, great people to work with, absolutely pristine cleanliness, and every machine you can think to work on. Bob has built a relationship with his reclining bike and has spent hours with his reclining bike there. And I tell you what, buddy, you look
fantastic.
You look fantastic. Fabulous. Just fabulous.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's great folks down there. And
yes.
I was just putting on my Facebook post that I was looking at my numbers back in January and where I'm at now. And
how about that, buddy?
Yeah, I've lost just shy of 40 pounds since January.
Wow!
And you know what? It's been slow and steady, and you look great.
Yeah, the big news, of course, is that my blood sugar numbers have improved dramatically.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Wellgate Sports Club. But I tell you what, going down to see Rich, he's going to help you out. But hey, what's the I see you looking at the depth of the lake.
Well, the fairly steady drop. Shasta Lake was losing about 6 inches per day with the releases, and that has slowed. It actually went back up a little tiny bit. Release out of the lake is fairly steady at about 6,000 cubic feet per second. Traditionally, this early in the year, they don't start holding everything back. There's been about 2.25 inches of rain in the gauge there at Shasta Lake. Some people got a lot more. Some people got a bit less. But
I was hearing anywhere up to 6 to 12 inches
yeah,
up in the mountains.
High elevations.
At the high elevations and all this horrible storm.
The storm.
Big Bike Weekend canceled. Well, probably a good idea. They canceled their rides because it did storm probably around that time frame. And then the Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament was postponed until next weekend.
It was not as bad as feared. And some people say, oh, you cried wolf. Well, when these things are forming up, you really don't know. And it's better to err on the side of caution. Because if you don't say it's going to be bad, and it is, then everybody goes, why didn't you warn us?
It was blowing pretty brisk out there. Hey, I don't know. Is it just me, or is professional football kind of this year? I don't watch it. I don't watch it.
Did you get turned off?
I think they're watching a dramatic drop in their numbers.
Oh, well, you know what? I don't know. I read something the other day. Well, they said there's too many football games or Sunday, Thursday, Monday. Sunday, Monday, Thursday games. I was like, I don't know, because they didn't have that problem last year. But frankly, the 49ers got hammered yesterday, and I can't help but feel glee over this. I know there's a lot of 49er fans out there. But – Kaepernick, it did something. I mean, nothing's fair here in the United States. You know, we're supposed to stand for the land of the free. Well, you know what, Colin? You ought to talk to some of our immigrants that are here. Talk to the Chinese gentleman after I spoke at the 9/11 ceremony, who said America is the shining city. He says Chinese that are trying to immigrate here, no matter what their age, they could be in their 80s, they still want to come to America. They don't want to go to Europe. They don't want to go anywhere else. They want to come to America where they can have a fresh start, a new beginning, and make something of themselves. When I hear people like Kaepernick say this and who has got no sense of history at all, none at all. And then I think about this. Now, this probably is not fair, and I understand this, to all of those other athletes that stand at attention and put their hands over their heart and, yes, sing the national anthem in the Professional Football League. I know that. But there was something that the jaundiced me on the fact that when it started, the NFL did not come out with a lot stronger statement saying, you know, this is his right, but we stand for the United States. We stand for those warriors that have fought and bled and died for this country. Anyway, I don't know if that's part of it. I don't know if there's other things, too. But frankly, I haven't watched football. You know, I turned it on a little bit yesterday. And I just didn't, you know, Linda can tell you. She walks and she says, well, what's the game? I said, I don't know. And I'm really not interested.
I think, I'm wondering, you know, and our guest this morning that was scheduled, maybe she's late or could be. Sometimes, you know, hey, we all have it. We forget. So we're gonna open line this because I really want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Has this affected you? Because I really like to watch football, especially after we had a really active Friday and Saturday. Sunday's a nice day to kind of catch up on laundry and make a spaghetti or something like that and watch football. And both of us have felt like we just got a little sour taste in our mouths. And I'm not, you can't let one guy, but it was the trickle down effect. And I looked at Carlinton, if you don't stand for something, if you don't stand for something, then you're going to lose it. And what's happening, and we feel it all around us, is the unraveling. The fabric is frayed. It's unraveling, and it feels like that. Are you guys feeling this? Yes or no? Am I just overreacting? It's
20 minutes till 8 in the morning on a Monday?
I
don't think you're – I know. You know what? I don't think you – are exaggerating. I think people are just had it. They've had it. They've had it with the media. They've had it with the mainstream media who has picked sides on this thing and are pushing anything that they can find against Trump. And, you know, one of the things is these three or four women have come up after 30 years and say, oh, yeah, he grabbed me or he pinched me but what happened with the last 30 years? And then you hear somebody say, well, you know what, just because they waited till now. Yeah, they waited till now, 2-3 weeks before the election to come up and say that. Is that what it is? No, of course not. People are not stupid. And this is what the mainstream media and the politicians believe that we are stupid, that we are stupid, we don't read the papers, that we are not at their grandiose level. But guess what? No, we are the people that pay the bills. We're the people that fight their damn wars, and we're the people that make the difference in this country. All different ethnic groups, all different religions, everybody does, and yet they're taking advantage of us at all levels. And here we are supposed to just keep taking it. Let's go to the phones. Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. The answer is yes. I feel the fabric is totally unraveling. And I haven't watched college football or NFL all this year. And I don't think I'm going to watch it. I'm just fed up with it all. As a matter of fact, the only youth football I'm looking at is our local high school football. And thanks for carrying the games.
Oh, yeah.
And the little guys, the youth.
Yeah.
You got high school youth football. Those are the real heroes. There's our fabric. You know, next time you want to go see a game, I'd love to see Carl Bott down at the at one of the youth games. You know, what a thrill to those young men. And we got a few girls out there playing, too. And I know because I'm involved with youth sports, but that's where our real heroes are.
Yeah, I used to coach junior football and loved it. The only problems I ever had was with parents now and then. the kids are just wonderful kids. And you know, the thing is Rick, is that that we're being taken advantage of. We're being taken advantage of, and what can we do about it? Here we've got two people. You know, we got.
You don't let yourselves be taken advantage
clowns
of.
Clowns on our left, jokers on our right. I mean, you know, here we are stuck in the middle again. It is such that. But the main thing that kind of really irritates me is the mainstream media, who is just any chance they get, they're going after the GOP. They're pointing the GOP as being violent people. Yet it's in North Carolina, it is a Republican headquarters that gets firebombed over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget that. You know, and people that wear Trump shirts, they get accosted, beat up, you know, smacked down, kicked because they're wearing Trump T-shirts. I mean,
and now,
there's something wrong here.
And the headlines on one of the mainstream media things was, is there going to be a revolution if Trump doesn't win? That's what today, I just got through watching it, the Today news program.
Oh, yeah.
They're interviewing people saying, well, are you going to rise up and strike back? And, you know, that's what they're harping on.
Well, that's what they would really like. They're trying to, you know, they're trying to instill fear. You know what? The thing is that Hillary Clinton, and every time the WikiLeaks comes out, there's another thing that's proven. Now the latest is Patrick Kennedy is some guy high up in their administration or in her campaign tried to bribe an FBI agent. And they've got proof of that. So, I mean.
But we're not seeing that. So.
Yeah, but frankly, you're right. And Linda, you're absolutely right.
We just started off with the fabric of the NFL and the feeling of, you know, usually that's an exciting time. You get excited about games, watching really good sports and really kind of seeing, the game at play and their strategy and you know, you like to watch these gladiators, you know, these gladiators on the field and the thought and the process behind all the coaches that go into each team, because it takes a team and the building of it. So there's something very exciting about it, but I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, you get sick of watching, you know, like those talk shows where everybody is disrespecting and you get tired of watching that. That's what it feels like football has become for me.
Corporate poison. They have poisoned the fabric of America. They've disenfranchised. They certainly disenfranchised me. I don't like this ABC, ESPN, and Disney. Anything to do with those people, I don't give them my money.
There you go.
And that includes NCAA and their stuff with the North Carolina same-sex bathroom pulling all the bowl games for basketball and football. So, I'm done with them.
Thank you so much for your input, Rick. We've got more calls coming in today. Hey, can I share with you an email that came in?
Sure.
All right. This is a... You know, I love going up to the doggy park. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
And I go to the doggy park. We're all, you know.
Of all the parks in Reading.
I go to the doggy park.
This
with
is the one we go to.
And I like to.
What's going on up there? I mean, there's like, construction equipment all over the place.
Oh, well, they're fixing the park up on the big side. I don't know about the little side. Maybe the big side and the little side.
The thing about it is they would bring up and they would dump all the sand. And then we in the park would run over there and put it in wheelbarrows and then shovel it out, you know, cover up holes and everything. You know, people try to take care of the park. That's Linda, a lot more than me.
I saw like Bobcat tractors and, you know, absolutely. Dump trucks and stuff there the other day.
Well, unfortunately, there was a point when I first started going up there with Snooki that there was a doggy park association. And that meant that was the people that was going to be between the people and the city. There was an association. People got tired of handling the details, so they let it go back to the city. So the city's now in charge. We're going to – hold on.
Who's the other person? We got somebody else on the line?
No, they rang off.
Oh.
They clicked off.
Call back because we really want to hear about what your feeling is about the fabric.
No. I did want to interject. Okay. I'm sure you remember Howard Cosell. Speaking of sports, 25 years ago, he was harping, and it cost him his job, ultimately. He was harping about the illegal monopoly of the NFL, and I think that the luster has worn off.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are taking your calls. We want to hear from you. This is your show, remember. Your voice does count and what you think. I know a lot of people are just enraged with what's going on right now. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy, who is at a national conference this weekend. And he's really pushing youth sports and youth hunting. And like in this case, the wildlife or the National Wild Turkey Association.
Turkey, yeah.
He got me involved in that when we take out juniors and we go hunting. But Ted also teaches concealed carry and hunter safety throughout the state of California, in 27 counties and in 15 more he's just put out for. All of his instructors are NRA trained. You're not going to get any better training in concealed carry, advanced training, or now new classes in the carbine. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. Now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning. Here we are, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, for all your jewelry needs. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, you guys. Colin Kaepernick is the employee of a corporation. He's on their property when he's in San Francisco. He's on the job. He's on the clock. He is wearing the uniform that is provided for him by the company. I don't believe he has any right whatsoever, First Amendment or otherwise, to spew his personal opinions while on the clock, any more than Bob Belangi would on your clock.
That makes
on
a good,
your job site. Yeah.
I frequently spew.
Yeah, but if I said
this
I
is a spewing yeah, program,
but if I said I don't want you spewing, you wouldn't spew because you work for me.
Then right? I just sulk.
Yeah, then you just sulk, and so would Colin. But and the difference is Colin would be getting $1.5 million a month to sulk. You're right. You're saying the 49ers, they wanted to, you just say, hey, knock it off.
Yeah, my opinion is very simple. The first time he did that, if it had been me. Now, the 49ers can do what they want. That's their business. They can allow what they want. That's their business. If it were me, I would have pulled him aside and said, here's the deal. We have company standards, and this doesn't comply with them. If you do it again, you're fired.
Well, simple. Well, yeah. That's you. And but I think.
Well, no, I understand. That's
no,
what I said.
But
I
that's
that
but this is what he would say.
Right.
No, I can understand that because if I say to people, if you're not going to vote, I'm going to fire you. That's part of my. I don't think it's in the employee's handbook though. But
oh.
I'm just saying is that we can say that because it's our company. They'll say, well, wait a minute, you can't tell me not to you can't muzzle me. I can tell you this is our standards while you're wearing the uniform, while we're paying you, the second you take it off and you step outside my property, say anything you want.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, people can do that.
Absolutely.
If I was
your employee and I was spouting good things about some other radio station and condemning yours, goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we had something right when we first started. Somebody from a different station wanted to have, somebody from here, I mean, this was years ago, wanted to listen to another station while we were on. And that ended Ooh. Right then. And, why would you do that? I mean, anyway. No, I understand what you're saying, Coach Bob. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Record Searchlight. I have friends at the Record Searchlight, but they are decidedly taking a turn the way Gannett, who owns them, USA Today, wants them to go. And I pointed this out to Carol Ferguson and Silas Wines a few weeks ago. I said, it's funny how I'm starting to see all these negative gun stories being written, being run on the front page of the paper. Oh, no, they're not, we're all pro-gun. No, you're not. You've got to remember where you come from, Record Searchlight. This is pro-gun. This is pro-Second Amendment territory up here. And your front page story and another accompanying story said, was talking about, children, 39 children a year have gotten, get killed by accident with a gun because, and this is the main cause, their parents or as someone else in their family leaves a gun adrift and the kid gets to it. That's horrible. That is absolutely horrible. Nobody in any sense or in any group or anybody condones that. Anybody. When we're teaching, we spend a lot of time when we're teaching talking about keeping your weapons safe, putting your guns away if there's children or other people.
Locking them up.
That should not be handling them. If you've got a child with, that can take care of itself, but, take care of himself or herself, but they shouldn't be handling guns. So you keep them locked up where they can't get into them. But then the front page of the story is, oh, well, you know, guns are unsafe. They don't talk about that there's four times as many kids die of poisoning from household chemicals. Or how about over prescriptions, overdoses of prescription drugs given to them by doctors? Or how about drowning? You don't see that. But the record searchlight now, because the Gannett is cracking the whip, is putting these on the front page. And then talking about, oh, the CDC should study this. Why? Center for Disease Control. Why should they be studying gun violence? Don't they have enough on their plate with diseases? And they're saying, oh, this is the NRA's, you know, this is the NRA's fault. This is the NRA's fault. So here you go. You want to know what the changes are since Gannett has come aboard? This is it. And I can tell you that in the previous 8 years of me reading the newspaper, and I read it every day, this has not happened. And in the last, what, 5-6 months, there's been 6 or 7 articles that have been like this. Oh, guns are bad. Guns kill children. And the underlying cause of the whole thing, of course, is people kill those children by not locking their guns up. It's horrible. It's happened in our town. I can't even imagine what a family feels like if a child gets to a gun that should have been locked up and then and is killed by it. I can't even imagine what that does to the family, how it tears that family apart. But what about the families that leave children in cars and they die? How many of those have you read about this summer? How about the ones that drown, that they're there, the child's there, and the next second they're gone and they're dead? You know,
yeah, pool gate gets left unlatched.
Yeah,
whatever.
Or yeah. Something happens. Like, it's all tragedies. But for front page news, well, the record searchlight obviously is bent in the way Gannett wants them to do, even though they said, oh, no, that it's hands off. Well, if it is hands off, is this the way Silas and the publisher and Carol Ferguson really feel? That there needs to be negative articles about guns on the front page and follow-up pages in it? If so, perhaps this is something that they should be asked about. This is a pro-Second Amendment area up here. Why don't you have articles that are on the positive side about it? You know, they talk about smart guns. Oh, you know, people should get smart guns. Well, they've never proven the smart gun technology yet. They're extremely expensive for a light caliber, and they use as an example that, oh, this one store tried to sell it, and they were almost put out of business by the NRA. No, they weren't put out of business by the NRA. They were put out by their customers. Because as soon as a state says the only gun you can buy if it has smart technology, guess what? Smart technology does not work. What we have today does not work. And is that what you want? You want a policeman to have smart technology that works 90% of the time or 75% of the time? I don't think so. Do you want to carry a gun or have a gun to protect your house that works 85, 90% of the time? No. So I'm really concerned about the record searchlight bending this way. Now, the record searchlight also said that they were not going to make endorsements. They were not going. They wanted the people to vote on how they wanted it. You know how, you know, just present the both sides and let the people decide. Something that we've been doing now for 8 years. I'll probably take a bet right now that somewhere between now and the next few weeks, Record Searchlight is going to come out. It may not endorse Hillary, but it's going to tell you why Trump is not fit to be president. I could be wrong. I hope I am. But now I'm starting to see that Gannett push, and it's an election year, and I'm seeing them pushing this. Okay. All right. What you got here? So a homeless man. You know, today, the first time, had a homeless man sitting, laying in underneath our awning here as we came to work. There was nothing wrong. I said, hey, you got to move, buddy. You know, people are starting to come in here. Okay, I was just trying to get out of the rain. And he was asleep, an older guy. And he got up and left. You know.
On a positive note here, because, you know, we talked about the fact that we're going to try to start to end every segment with something positive. Randy Travis nearly died in 2013 when he suffered a life-threatening stroke at the result of a viral infection in his heart. Doctors little hope for survival, but he's able to walk. He's working to improve his speech. He can't yet speak sentences, but he's saying Amazing Grace.
Yeah, I heard that. Is that great?
At the 2016 medallion ceremony at the Country Music Hall of Fame. So, you know, he's brought us great music, and we just think that that's fantastic, because I think there's a lot of spirit in the
Randy
song
Travis,
Amazing
he
Grace.
Did, and I heard, you know, when I heard him sing it, it was great. You know what? It was. Hey, we're going to be right back with Rob Rowan, who's running for the state senate against Senator Ted Gaines. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iraqi and Kurdish forces backed by U.S.-led airstrikes launched coordinated military operations early today as a long-awaited fight to take back the city of Mosul gets underway. Correspondent Katerina Kratovic says that ever since ISIS took over there, they've made a lot of changes, not all for the good.
It has changed a lot since the Islamic State took over in a blitz 2 years ago. They have burned a lot of monuments, churches, things that they deem heretical, and they've terrorized the local population, committed all sorts of atrocities.
And the Battle Hass special meeting for Iraq's embattled Christian community, as the city was once a major Christian enclave. Now, ISIS has been targeting Christians in Iraq, killing many and driving others out of their homes and out of the country altogether. Republican leaders in North Carolina say they won't be driven out of that state despite threats and vandalism aimed at one of their offices. Orange County GOP Chairman Daniel Ashley says his political freedom has come under attack.
I chose to be a Republican, and somebody is attacking me. Somebody is attacking my constitutional right to do what I want. And it's just, if they're attacking me, they're attacking everyone.
GOP officials say a flammable liquid was thrown through the window of the Orange County Republican Party headquarters. Nearby, somebody spray-painted an anti-GOP slogan referring to Nazi Republicans on a nearby wall. Donald Trump lashing out at Republican leaders, meanwhile, for dismissing his claim of a rigged election. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Trump has been busy on Twitter again, this time calling GOP leaders naive and urging his supporters to come together and win this election. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he's confident the election will be conducted with integrity. But Trump fired back, saying, of course there is large-scale voter fraud happening. Why do Republican leaders deny what is going on? On Sunday, Trump's running mate Mike Pence said Trump's claims of a rigged election refer to media bias.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugson. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
U.S. manufacturers boosted output modestly last month, led by a greater production of construction supplies, autos, and petroleum products. We get more from correspondent Jeremy House.
The Federal Reserve says factory production rose 0.2% in September. That follows a decline of 0.5% the previous month. The broader industrial production category, which includes mining and utilities, ticked up to 0.1%. Even with the gain, manufacturing output has been flat in the past year. Factories have been hit by several factors. They include weak business spending on machinery and other equipment, a strong dollar that's made U.S. goods more expensive overseas, and sharp cutbacks in oil and gas drilling that has lowered demand for pipeline.
That is Jeremy House reporting. A Florida man who fired at George Zimmerman's vehicle during a road rage confrontation has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. The Orlando Sentinel reports that at the sentencing, Zimmerman said the man, Matthew Apperson, showed no regard for his life during the May 2015 confrontation. Breaking news at townhall.com. Pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine tried to find out who assassinated one of their commanders considered a war criminal by Ukrainian authorities.
The authorities in the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic in eastern Ukraine
paint Arsene Pavlov as a war hero who was assassinated this weekend by a bomb blast in his apartment block's lift. The separatist leader in Donetsk, Alexander Zakharchenko, accused Ukraine of Mr. Pavlov's death.
As the BBC's Tom Burridge reporting from Kiev. Young athletes are now being urged not to specialize in basketball until they are at least 14 years of age. According to guidelines announced by the NBA and USA Basketball, players should also take at least one day off from organized basketball every week, and they should take extended time off at least once a year for proper physical and mental recovery. The guidelines follow research and recommendations from panels of medical experts, former players, and coaches and administrators throughout the world of basketball. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 7 minutes after the hour, October the 17th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm getting beat up here
there
by my
go.
Wife that says, oh, no, you got to be more excited.
No,
everything's under control here.
Hey,
good morning, honey.
Colonel, 55 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be high. Temperatures, the highs today are only 62 with a low of 49. And then Tuesday calls for a 20% chance of showers before noon. Partly sunny with a high near 69, light and variable wind. Wednesday calls for a high of 77. And as we progress, sunny days with 80 on Thursday, 79 on Friday, Saturday with sunny and high of 78. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every morning we read the weather. They are our weather sponsors, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And speaking of local celebrities, someone that we love, our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. What's
good
happening?
Good morning.
The cheers
so
in the background.
To be with you again.
The crowds were up.
I've been traveling, so now I'm back at the desk.
Okay, so now you've got your head in the game.
The averages are doing. The major averages are slightly lower this morning as investors weigh in on quarterly earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 20 points at 18,118. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 2,131. And the NASDAQ Composite losing 4 points at 5,209. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down a penny, trading at 15.99. Citigroup up 13 cents at 48.73 per share. GE up 6 cents at 28.95. Turning to local stocks of interest, FedEx down 4 cents at 170.93. Best Buy down a penny, trading at $39.30. Bank of Commerce down 1 cent at $7.15. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.77%. And over two commodities, gold is down a dollar an ounce at $1,255. Silver off a penny at $17.49. And crude oil down 43 cents, trading at $50 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. That's Susan Eastman, who is the Vice President of Investments of Wells Fargo Advisors over at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call, 530-243-7561. Hey, Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Morning, Linda. How are you
good
doing?
Good morning. Great to hear your voice.
Tonight at the Patriots meeting on 3276 Bocelli Lane, at the formerly Vineyard Church, now known as the Eagle's Nest, We'll be having Vince Stevens coming in with several other people talking about measures D and E.
Okay.
And they'll be discussing that. I don't know if anybody read it, but Gary Catt did have a good speaker piece in the paper on Saturday. One thing I've noticed just watching both sides argue this out is it seems like the proponents for it never have a fact in the hunt. It's always speculation, a conjecture, but never a fact, whereas the people who oppose D&E have facts in there about really what's going on, what has gone on with the money, where we are financially, how much money we have, how much we've spent, et cetera, et cetera. I find that kind of interesting.
Well,
if they are going to present the other side, how about a few facts?
They have. Well, they have. They say where the money's going to go to, but I mean, when it gets right down to it, bottom line, is that unless we have a space to put bad guys, it's not going to help. So my solution, or I threw this one out, was that use more money, give it to Bisenko, and tell him to take 100 and something, and take whatever, how many he could get, the most he could get, and push them out through the rest of the state of California and open up, like immediately open up like 100 beds in the jail. And then use that money there, and then, because the rest of it's going to take years to see. Anyway.
Well, that's the thing, but that has to be a shared thing between the county and the city, and that's a good idea, Carl. But one other thing to remember, this is based on sales tax, and as for the city of Reading, we were down a year ago in 2014, we were down $1 million in sales tax, and last year we were down to almost $1.8 million in sales tax. So our sales tax is decreasing, not increasing. And that really is because a lot of people aren't buying as many automobiles as they did. But, I mean, again, it's the real facts of where the money is. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you're right about what we should do with it. But then again.
Well, this is another thing that we're going to need to discuss. We have a guest here, though. But we'll be ready to
no
go.
No problem at all. Okay. Just wanted to call in. It's 3276 Bocelli Lane at the Eagle Nest Church. And hope to see you all tonight. It's open to the public at 6 p.m.
Okay. Hey, Henry, good morning. Henry, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, you're on, Henry.
Yeah. Girl, yeah, yesterday I was watching TV about that gal that was groped three times by Trump. Now, if she was groped three times, the first time might have been Trump's fault, but whose fault was it the second and third time?
Well, you know what? I'm not even sure. You know, I don't know. I didn't even hear that, Henry. And
yeah, she.
I think about the second or third time she's turned around and just maybe nailed him. But
yeah, well, you know, the first time might be his fault. The second and third is hers.
Well, you know, blaming the person that gets groped isn't really true either. That's like blaming a girl who, you know, you could say dresses a certain way and then she gets sexually assaulted. That's not her fault. It's the person that does its fault. But thank you, Henry.
You bet. Bye.
Hey, we're here with Rob Rowan, who we've met Rob, and he's. He has, in fact, invited me a couple years ago to moderate a number of proposals that were being elected, that were being voted on here in the county. But he is running for California State Senate, this district. And good morning.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me. It's good to see both you and Linda. You actually had me on the show a little over 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I came in.
You're on because, you know, you're a Democrat head, one of the leading Democrats in this area. And you've thrown your hat in the ring here. So, as Linda usually says, tell us who you are.
Yeah. Well, we're all about you.
I'm a lifelong resident of the North State. I was born in Eureka, raised in Weaverville, and, you know, I've made it to Reading, so I'm a 299 guy. I really entered this race because I was asked, but maybe even more importantly, I mean, I've lived my entire life here, and I'm just disappointed, and I agree with a lot of the Jefferson folks in as much as that they say we lack representation in Sacramento, and I agree with that statement. I don't always agree with them on the solution to the problem, but we do need to get somebody that is, first of all, aware of rural issues, that understands rural issues, and is willing to work across party lines to solve rural issues. And I think I'm a good fit for that because I'm a very fiscally conservative Democrat.
Okay. And so what do you see, real quick here, I'm going to take a break and then we'll get into that. But what do you see as one of the, your strongest asset then is being able to work across party lines?
I think so, yes. I mean, you know, Brian Dolley has really made some overtures there. I voted for Brian in 2014. I just voted for him again 2 days ago on my mail-in ballot.
Well, there's nobody running against him, so that was easy. So, but you're right. But he is a good example of somebody that actually has gotten some things done.
You know, Brian has a job to do. The senator from this district has a job to do, and it's to represent the interests of the people.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right now. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If it's a little chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, go on down and see Jeff Wurst, and he can fix it for you, guarantees it for life. Jeff's a veteran, and he says when he says something, he means it. Head on down to South Market Street to 3208 or give him a call at 241-8373. We'll be right back with Rob Rowan, who is running for Senate California District 1.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello. My name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
What a wonderful world.
Absolutely. We must always think and know in our hearts.
I see skies of blue.
We are so free. As long as you can breathe, that's really, it's your choice. 55 degrees in the downtown studios. A high city will be 62. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here at Carla Linda Bott. Carl's laughing.
Just like, I'm not sure you were going on that
airy fairy. No, it's not, because I just feel like, you know, we're really in a time of, I feel like our country's in crisis in lots of ways, but, you know, all we can do is wake up with a brand new day and, you know, try to be positive in what we're doing. And we always admire people who throw their hats in the ring and that they're running for office. And our guest today is one who's doing that.
Rob Rowan, who's running for California Senate against Ted Gaines. Rob, you are a Democrat, but you're a fiscal conservative.
Correct.
And so this is a huge district, and let's just say it. You know, we've only got like 8 minutes left here, but Ted Gaines, when you say his name, people say who? I mean, Ted who? And he's a Republican. I mean, I say it. I say it out loud. I say it on the show many times. The editorial in the papers calls him an absentee senator.
With my travels through the district, even the people that have met him in Siskiyou County, for instance, when they had the weed fire that was so devastating a couple years ago, he did show up, stayed for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and never came back. You know, so, you know, my question to him is, where's your responsibility as a representative? For me, you know, I would think as devastating as that fire was to a community and to a county, you know, what about checking back in a year or a year and a half or even at the 2 year level and finding out, hey, how are things going with the recovery? Is there anything I can do? What do you need? And, you know, from the Republicans, from the Democrats, from the Independents, all I've heard is he's not here. He doesn't show up. And it is. It's a big district. But he knew that when he took the job. So I don't think he gets a free pass on that. I believe it's the responsibility of the elected when they're not in session, excluding their 2 weeks vacation like everybody else gets a year, to be traveling throughout the district and talking to the people and finding out what they need and what their representative can do for them in Sacramento.
Okay, I've got some just yes or no questions really here. The high-speed train.
No.
Support it or against it?
I understand the concept of it. I think it's a fiscal disaster. I don't think it was properly introduced or engineered. I think it was a political thing and not an engineering thing. And from the people that I'm wanting to represent, no, I can't support it.
Okay. Gun rights. They just passed a number of laws. You've got to have a thumbprint and you've got to have background investigations to buy ammo, but they have not completely outlawed self-loading semi-automatic rifles. Would you support a law like that?
No. Okay. I'm a gun owner. I'm a veteran. I support what most of America supports. I'm okay with a background check purchasing a firearm. I'm okay with the initial waiting period as long as it's a reasonable short one. And after that, I'm not comfortable with any add-ons. The Prop 63 that Newsom's bill,
yeah.
I'm not supporting that either.
So
it's an overreach.
So you voted against that?
I already have, yeah.
Already voted against that. Okay. Well, that's interesting. You're looking at this then as, hey, this is the country I come from up here, and I represent these people as opposed to your interest. Let's say a Democrat. You know, a lot of times you get down there and you say Democrat, you just automatically think that, you know, we already don't have representation. Is it just going to get worse? But you're looking at it in a different way.
You know, I am, and I understand the demographics of this district and why, you know, there are a few issues, one or two maybe, that Republicans and I or the Tea Party and I don't agree on. At the end of the day, my job is to represent the interests of the people of this district to the best of my ability, and I will do that. And you know, I'm a fighter. This area has been ignored, forgotten about, or overlooked, however you want to quantify it, for a very long time, and it shows. You were talking off-air a little bit, sales tax being down, for instance. There's a lot of things we need improvements on in this area. And, you know, we had AB 109, then we had Prop 47, and now we have 57 coming. And I'm a little bit concerned about that. There's another one that I don't want to lock up, as a fiscally conservative human being, nonviolent drug offenders. It's cheaper to treat them. But looking at this new proposition, there's some people in there that are going to get released that I personally would qualify as possibly violent criminals.
Well,
I mean,
it's a little bit the
writing of that was not done appropriately, in my opinion. It was a way for our governor to get away from having to spend money on keeping people incarcerated due to that federal mandate that came down a few years ago from that federal judge. And I have some issues with it. We've seen the effect on this community as well as other communities, and it probably going to get worse. It was too much too soon.
Can you? Would you support the more logging up here in Northern California? I think that bill that was passed was to start taking out the dead trees and maybe open up, make it easier for small farmers or small ranchers or property owners to log.
Yeah, a big part of my platform is getting our forests healthy again, so thinning and biomass. I know Brian Dolly got the governor to sign that small piece of legislation that's going to save the biomass plant, I believe, up in Bernie. But we need to expand on that. Biomass is a viable solution to take care of all this forest, dead trees, thin it. We can log it. We're going to need some help from our congressman, whoever that's going to end up being, because a lot of this land that isn't privately owned is federal land. So, but, yes, I support a viable, well-orchestrated timber plan, absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's speak about that. Do you support the feds giving the federal land back to the states?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but it might be easier for us to administer. I mean, the closer it is for the decision-making to the people that are involved in it, the better. That's a Jeffersonian type of thought process. But, yes, I could agree with that.
Why don't you just run as a libertarian?
Yeah, maybe a possibility at some point. I certainly haven't gotten any money from the Democratic Party, so.
Hey, let's go to the phones. I'm sorry, that wasn't fair. Roberta.
Yeah, I was wanting to know if he supported the Democrat platform, and was he did he support the right to have an abortion for the whole 9 months of pregnancy? And I also wondered about if he supported sanctuary cities.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Roberta.
You. Bye.
Okay, supporting sanctuary cities.
Well. You know, if we're talking about Syria, for instance, and the humanitarian crisis going on there. We play a part in that. Now, how that gets orchestrated as far as bringing in the children and the women that are, you know, they're basically, you know, victims of circumstance of war.
That's not what she's talking about. She's talking about places like San Francisco and other places that allow illegals to come here and will not turn them over to the police, sanctuary cities. Do you support that?
Oh, for immigration.
Yeah.
You know, I really haven't taken a look at the sanctuary city stuff. I mean, I support legal immigration, so I'm not a fan of illegal immigration. I do have some issues with deporting people that have children that have been here 20 or 25 years, that have been working and paying taxes. I think there we can do something with, I mean, we need immigration reform, so something in that reform package that allows them maybe a shorter pathway to citizenship. I don't think breaking up families is something I could get behind.
Do you support sanctuary cities, though?
Well, I know. I mean, we live under the rule of law. So as far as that goes, I mean, the laws are on the books, then the people in the cities need to obey them.
Okay. Now, what about abortion all the way up to the ninth month?
Up to the ninth month?
Well, that's what it says. I mean, it goes beyond. At that point, I think after 5 months, the child can live on its own. But the law says at any time.
Yeah, I generally have always supported a woman's right to choose. Personally, I you know, live birth or partial birth abortions, the concept of that bothers me. If they're viable, and that's always the word I've used when I've talked to my daughters, my children, my wife, once a fetus is viable, that becomes a whole other argument. It's not really a state issue as far as legislation goes for me. Like I said, if I'm elected, I will follow the law.
Okay. Now, we got just a few minutes left. What do you hope to accomplish if elected?
Well, we need better paying jobs in this region. We need to support our small business by getting taxes lowered. We can use the tax code to incentivize new business to come here. All those things, I think, are doable. We need to get Sites Reservoir going. That's the largest public works project north of Sacramento in the last 50 years. It will employ, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 people for 4 or 5 years. Once again, it's not a super popular thing with my party, but I've been supportive of it from day one. You know, we need jobs in this area. We got plenty of the entry level minimum wage type jobs. So I support bringing in other businesses that will pay a little better. And since we're on minimum wage, I know we're in a hurry. This has been a question that's come up. I support the concept of increasing the minimum wage with a big however. We have small businesses in this rural part of our area that are mom and pop owned, and there needs to be a mechanism in that that allows them to either through tax credits or however it can be accomplished, because government should not be the mechanism to put mom and pop out of business by forced wage increase, and that's something that I would work on.
Yeah, this $15 an hour is going to kill the economy for small businesses. I mean, this one and thousands of others. Okay. Now, how do people get a hold of you?
My website, www.rowan4senate.com, and there's ways to contact me. My email's on there. My contact phone number's on there.
Okay.
And I will return emails and phone calls from whoever gets a hold of me.
Rob Rowan, who is a Democrat running for the Senate seat right up here in this district against the incumbent. So good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me. It's good to see you both.
Yeah, it's good seeing you again, Rob. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR, 1460. It's about 8:34 in the morning here on the 17th. Yeah, that is welcome to the jungle.
Oh, only on this show can we transition somehow from Louis Armstrong crooning "What a Wonderful World" to Axl Rose belting out "Welcome to the Jungle."
Hey, I think they kind of mean
all of them.
I'm sorry, they mean the same thing.
Hey,
"What a Wonderful World" and welcome to the jungle. I mean, you know, it's your mindset. You wake up to both of them and be like, yeah, I'm on fire. It's a great day. 55 degrees in the downtown studio is going to be high of 62. What's going on over there, Carl?
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. It's the best place in the world to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Plus, it's just a great place to go get a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, it's a man's last stronghold. Right across the street from the subway off of Athens. Hey, we're here with Bill Chappell running for re-election here. And is this the 4th District, 3rd District?
4th District.
4th District. Okay, mm-hmm. I got it right the first time. Okay, so good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How is everybody doing this morning?
So, are you having a good time?
Me? I'm always having a good time.
Okay, so Bill Chappell, you were elected as a supervisor. You've been sitting in the supervisor seat. Before we go into now, you're asking for people's votes to be reelected. Can you share with our listening audience what it has meant for you to be a supervisor thus far?
Well, it's an interesting position. When I first got in, I had kind of visions of grandeur like probably a lot of people do, and I thought maybe we could push back California a little bit from some of the ridiculous regulations they impose on us, and also some of the things they expect us to do. As an example, 109, it's the state that spent $1 per prisoner, they give us 40 cents. So they continually end up giving us programs back. They don't give us enough funding. Starts depleting our general budget. But then we end up with less sheriffs and so forth and so on. And it just impacts us financially. And as everybody knows, Shasta County at one time had a healthy logging program going until the spotted owl showed up in the early 80s. And so now we have fall back on recreation in Shasta Lake. But Shasta Lake's been suffering. Used to be 12 major resorts up there. Now I believe there's 7. And the economy has slowed that business down quite a bit. And so it's not as productive. It doesn't have the audience, or it doesn't have the customers that it used to have. And so as a result, you know, everybody talks about trying to start small businesses, and I've talked on that before. Shasta County does have, me and Mark Lacy used to talk about it, they have an avenue of trying to attract small tech businesses out of the Silicon area, San Jose, Cupertino area, come up here because of our rents and our wages are all less expensive for them, so the overhead cost, and especially if they're trying to start up and they're trying to get things going, it takes a few years to get things really profitable. It's an avenue for them to cut their expenses and continue to do what they're doing, because techs, as everybody knows, can operate anywhere.
The there's Stillwater has two companies looking to maybe buy some there, and one of the city councilmen is kind of pushing back on it, Brent Weaver, saying we're not sure this is the kind of business we want at Stillwater. Now, I realize this is a city thing, but it also kind of it's also a county thing too. Does it seem right to be pushing back on this, saying this may not be the kind of business we want there?
Do you know what kind of business he was talking about?
Yeah, it was that one that builds these greenhouses and builds these structures there. You know, they wanted to buy the property, and I know they want to make it this techie thing, but the first one we sold to was a strawberry, organization.
Yeah,
and
right,
we spent a lot of money on Stillwater, and we've got people that want to build there. I mean, do we push them away?
Well, I think, I thought Brent was a businessman. I'm sure he is. He's got a lumber company. But, you know, my business experience says that you should allow businesses in. I mean, if it's something that's detrimental to the county or to the area, then no.
No, I understand what you're saying. If we're making
a powder plant out there and it could blow up, there's something like that. I mean, I'm being kind of facetious, but where I did live, there was a powder company, and it did blow up every now and then. But that particular kind of business, I don't see anything wrong with it. He may be opposed to it because he thinks they're going to sell to pot growers, but also they sell to people that grow food, plants, roses, flowers. I mean, that avenue is open to a lot of people that are in the horticulture area.
What happens if the state passes and legalizes marijuana? Rob Rowan, who was just here, is running for the California State Senate against Gaines, said that he's against that.
Yeah, I think we're putting too much too soon. I think that if you examine what's happened to Colorado, if I remember right, and I think they did recreation and I think it was 12, it could have been 14, somewhere in there. They've had nothing but problems with it. Their DUIs have doubled under pot. Their deaths under pot have doubled. It's working its way. One out of five college students is heavy-duty smoker. It's not heavy-duty, habitual. Smokes some every day. What I've done some studying on it, and I was kind of surprised. There's a couple things, Carl, that's happened. I think it's kind of like the Prohibition when people started having all the moonshine and everything, you know, and it took a few years to get that settled out and get it where it was dialed in. I was at RCRC this year, which is representative of California rural counties. We've got 35 counties. We've got San Bernardino and San Luis Obispo in, which is interesting because they're down, I call it the Los Angeles area. We also have Napa, but they're small and they don't get any representation. But they had three people from California. Now they've got a fourth law involved in just medical marijuana, and I've always taken the position I'm not against medical marijuana. And they're having a hard time getting resolved, and they've got till 18. And she actually said during her talk, her presentation, we need your help. We want your input. Call us so we can, you know, keep this direction going in a certain direction. So then I said, well, what happens if we just impose recreation right on top of that? And, I mean, they don't have any answers, okay? It hasn't, in Colorado, it hasn't stopped the Mexican cartels. It hasn't stopped the illegal import-export of marijuana. And they have a really elaborate system that they've got incorporated that they have everybody licensed and photos and background checks and everything with these grow places. The other thing it is that not all counties opt in. So counties, when they pass theirs, they could opt out. So then the counties that opt out don't get any of the funds to help them.
But California's not. It covers everybody.
I know. And I don't think that's good because part of California, you know, they've got the honey oil in there that you can make.
True, but you can make that anywhere. But if it does pass, will Shasta County take advantage of this and pass laws on growth and taxing it? Would you support that?
Would I support that? I'm going to go out on a bit of a limb here. Like I said, medical marijuana for me is fine. I'm not ever going to go against it. But currently, I think we need to have that under control. We've got to wait till our 18 regulations to 2018 come out so we know where we're at before we add another layer of confusion. So currently, I would not support it.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good, my man. How you doing? I haven't heard from you for a while. Of course, that's my fault, I guess.
Well, we've been traveling, and we've been back east to several states back east. But anyway, I've got a quick question. One, do we receive money from AB 109 in the county? Do we receive any money?
Yes.
And approximately how much is that money, and where is it being spent?
I don't know how much it is, but it's being spent in the probation department, you know, for ankle bracelets and things like that. Also, we spend money on software, updating software, because we found that when we had an infusion of additional parolee people, and we're still trying to do it with the same parole agents and so forth, we had to get some updated software. And so we've done that, and that's all been in the works, and trying to just get it resolved where we can make it manageable, Terry. It's another one of those things that the state dumped on us, and without really, you know, understanding the management aspects of it and what it was going to take. And it's taken, you know, a couple years. I mean, it's just and it's getting resolved to some part of it, but then some part of it isn't, and it will eventually have a resolve. If it makes, I'm not going to say everybody's going to be happy how it all comes out, because we do have, as everybody knows, we have problems that we don't have enough jail space, and we just don't have enough officers, and we don't have enough parole agents. We just don't have them.
Okay. Hey, Terry.
One quick last question about the jail. I have heard that the jail, the state has taken us sort of off the list in getting a jail, that we no longer are on that list. Is that true, or do you know about that?
Well, what happened a while back, and I'm not for sure how long ago, year and a half ago.
Are we talking
ago.
About the adult rehabilitation
No, this is
center?
I think what he's talking about is
this
we
is
had
the county jail, Carl.
We had a chance to get some money to build a jail.
Yes.
And we turned it down. And a lot of people thought that was crazy. But here's where the problem was. We didn't have the administrative costs to operate it. And we couldn't figure out how we were going to operate it. If we can't operate that jail, the state comes back and takes it away from us and turns it into a state penitentiary. And so our problem was, if we try to operate it and find out we're going to go more, you know, I mean, we try to keep our county, I mean, we've done a fairly good job about keeping it afloat, and then we're not going backwards. But if we did find out what we couldn't cover those administrative costs, state steps right in, and then now we've got a state pen right here in Redding, California, and they'll take it back in a heartbeat. And that's what stopped that.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Kyle and Ed DeFore out there. They're a great team, father-son team. You can get it all, full-scale deli and butcher shop, 300 different beers to choose from. You can't beat Mighty Fine Foods on the corner of 299 and Deschutes. We'll be right back with Bill Chappell, 3rd District Supervisor here in Shasta County.
More than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. We had a great event last Thursday night.
Wake up,
Maggie. Yeah, wake up, Maggie. Wake up.
Wake up. I thought it was little Susie.
Yeah, wake up. Wake up, Shasta County.
There was one wake up, little Susie.
Yeah. Tobacco and Brew with Espresso Joe's and the finest tobacco emporium anywhere in Northern California. It's got it all at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Veteran-owned business at 30. What am I talking about? I'm there at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Give them a call, 223-2049.
Bye. By the way, that was Sir Rod Stewart.
Sir Rod. Yes.
Recently right. Knighted.
Yes, yeah, recently knighted. Right. Isn't that fantastic?
Our guest is Bill Chappelle, who is the supervisor for the 4th District in Shasta County, not the 3rd, the 4th District, and is running for re-election. D&E. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Where's your stance on that?
Well, you know, like I've said before, I did have a call from an unknown person with no name and accused me of saying that I was against it. I've not been against it. I've been cautious, okay? I've been wanting to make sure that the funding goes to the proper channels. Right now I understand it's going to go into the general fund. I'd like to see it go into a dedicated fund. There's always the possibility that the city could use some of the money for something they need, and if that's going to happen, that's going to happen. But I think the majority of it needs to go for what the voters are going to vote for, to help build the jails and also to help the firemen and help with our crime problem. As me and you were previously talking, Carl, if they could get a stipend out to the county right away. And this is Carl's idea that I'm repeating right now, but, so no one thinks I'm cheating anybody. But get a stipend out of the way. He said $3 million. I'd say $4 or $5
billion. Whatever you can
and,
get,
and
push
we,
it.
And we put inmates into other institutions, which we can because there is some institutions that have built bigger jails and they still have room. And so we pay so much a day for their bedding and their inmate, and then we can clean ours up and we can start using
if
ours,
we could
actually,
push
that would actually be something that could
we
happen.
We could do that
soon.
One right away. I mean, even if they say, "Oh, well, they won't take some of these," that's fine. But if you put 100 people, you transfer 100 people, 100 people out, and you put 100 bad guys off the street, that can't help but lessen our crime problems.
Yeah, 100 people say, "I don't know what it runs, but it runs somewhere around 100 a day." I'm assuming it could be more than that. So, you got what, $10,000 right there.
Yeah, well, that may be, but give us some breathing room here.
Yeah.
Make a dent on these bad guys. So, okay. So you're not against D or
no.
E?
No, I'm not against them. I just, for me, I want to make sure Anderson is successful with their program. And they put the majority of money. They put the majority of the money toward their police force. They have spent some for their city needs. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But the majority of the money needs to go for what the people are going to vote on, and we need the programs need to be in place so that we can accomplish what we need to accomplish and what we're promising to accomplish to the public. Basically,
we're still having problems in the in permitting and getting businesses started here. Has anything been done? I know that Leonard Modi told me and said they were having a meeting talking with people to see how they could better, how to tailor your permitting and group party permitting and inspections to help businesses.
Leonard and Larry Lees are doing that. Leonard Modi and Larry Lees are doing that. They're the committee of two that are working with Rick Simon in regards to, and they're representing some contractors that got problems. I wish I could have been on that committee. I'm probably one of the only ones on that board that have building experience. I've also talked to several contractors that tell me it takes 4 or 5 months to get something through Shasta to build. and they can get their permit in one day in Siskiyou County. So we have a problem. And it's the thing is that, you know, so the county doesn't have enough money. So we and the other thing is the impact fees. They're 80-90% of the permit now. And basically, it's just another tax. And I understand the county's using it for a way to get money because they need the money. But when the impact fees, and we're not out of line with some of the other counties as far as charges go. But when impact fees get in the way of trying to build something, I think that there's got to be special provisions for those impact fees so that stuff can get built. Anything that we can get built that produces a tax that puts one or two or three people to work, that's positive for Shasta County. And those are the levels we need to work on. We need to work on more welcoming people. 3M, John Lowry told me, he said, when we go into an area, we get the red carpet treatment. We've never felt so abused by trying to get our plant done. And he wasn't basically talking about the county. He was talking about the state and all the impositions and all the EIRs and IESs, EISs, everything that he had to do. And the last one was Fish and Game got involved with it, and they just kind of threw their hands up. So I don't know where that's going to go. But California, number one, because of its environmental rules, are out of hand, and they are the most unfriendly state in the United States for startup businesses. Shasta County has to try and rectify that any measure and way they can by making it easier for people to have startup businesses or build homes. You know, you're going to pay $40,000 for a permit to build a 1,000-square-foot home. Now you've got to build a more expensive home, and you can't. And your market now is in the upper range, and now you're not catering to the people that may need a 1,200 or 1,300 square foot home, but trying to get profit out of that with the hideous permit fees it's hard.
Well, the story that I have reported to Larry Lees, I'm calling Leonard Modi too. There's a couple. They're losing their house up in Ono because they don't have the $13,000 for the permit to bring their house up to their code. They've been living in the same house for 14 years, by the way. Now they're going to lose their home. They've got to move. They've got to move to Oregon to be able to stay with their parents. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. And so I'm trying to think, as there's got to be a way around this anyway. But okay, so permits, the county, though, has brought in three different businesses that the board of supervisors have voted on, and the people have revolted. Uh-huh. And one's the gravel company, one's the Churn Creek Bottom, and there's another one, too. Yeah. People just say, oh, we don't want that in our backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, how much longer can this go on before businesses just don't come?
You know, I don't know. I mean, the rock quarry, I think, was a good idea. The Churn Creek Bottom Night and Road project had a problem with its ingress and regress, where the entrances were. It was going to be right across the street from the truck stop. And actually, the overpass needed to be made four lanes. And they were trying to get that in and get it done. And then Caltrans and the public would have to pay for the four lanes. But Caltrans actually sued the Board of Supervisors because they passed it 5-1 to go forward with it, and Shasta County in regards to the traffic problem. They said traffic's going to be dead stopped on I-5 in the slow lane, and there's going to be deaths going to be occurring. So that's one of the things that shot that down. They needed to get a different plan for how they were going to get in and out of there.
Yeah, but the people voted against it. I mean, it was like 75%. I mean, they made it a countywide thing.
Yeah.
And so 75% voted against that. I mean, and then the gravel company got voted. You know, I mean, I don't even think that went.
It didn't get voted.
They just had several people write letters.
Yeah, there was a combination of things on that one.
So what can you do to bring business, to help bring business back?
I think we need to work with entities, you know, like EDC and stuff. I did work with Mark Lacy's quite a bit. I mean, I met with him almost weekly. As far as who we can attract, for one thing, right? We're not going to attract some established business that's got 40 employees sitting down there in Silicon Valley because they're not moving that operation. So what we have to go after is, like I said earlier, startup-type tech companies that are getting a house down there. 1,200 square feet is $1 million. I mean, the stuff down there is so
crazy
expensive.
Down there. Yeah.
So when they can come up here and they can operate. And so what we have to do, we do the research. That's what Mark was doing. He was good at it. And then Tony, I believe, is falling in his shoes. And I think I'm getting wrapped up.
Yeah, you got like 30 seconds here.
Okay.
So tell us how the people can get out there and support you and get a hold of you.
They get a hold of me through my cell phone, 530-524-0590, or they can email me at bill@redding.net.
Bill Chappelle, running for re-election in the 4th
district
here in Shasta County. Ah, I get my districts mixed up.
That's all right.
Hey, well, thanks
Bill
a
Chappelle.
Lot. It's here in a couple of weeks, man. Well, you'll know. Huh?
Yeah, yeah, it's getting close.
It's getting
thanks
close.
For being on the air with
hey,
us
well, thank
this morning.
You for
Bill Chappelle.
Me this
thanks
I appreciate it.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have city council candidates. Wednesday we'll have the sheriff on. We've got a lot of things going on this week. Everybody have a great day. Watch out for the rain. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
My ground won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from trash.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Donald Trump is lashing out at Republican leaders for dismissing his claims of a possible rigged election, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Trump has been busy on Twitter again, this time calling GOP leaders naive and urging his supporters to come together and win this election. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he's confident the election will be conducted with integrity. But Trump fired back, saying, of course there is large-scale voter fraud happening. Why do Republican leaders deny what is going on? On Sunday, Trump's running mate Mike Pence said Trump's claims of a rigged election refer to media bias. Greg Clugston, The White House.
However, Americans are growing increasingly distrustful of the current election system and have questioned for years now if and how the Electoral College is still necessary since it can override the popular vote. U.S. manufacturers boosted output modestly last month, led by greater production of construction supplies, autos.